But then we have this last study, which I think puts a different spin on it all, and I'll finish with this. Yes, it's a low-dose study of 66 gray, but it had 800 patients with three arms, no hormones, 3 months, and 6 months. These patients were the highest of risk. 40% were clinical T3-4s. 60% were T1-2s. The median PSA in that study was 16. Most patients were Gleason 7 or higher. This was a very high-risk cohort. And the three-month arm, the only benefit that was seen was local control and PSA, and that was it, compared to no hormonal therapy. And you could say, okay, well, that goes along with the argument. Hormones add to local control, and that's the end of it. And that's where the end of it would be, except the six-month arm not only had a local control benefit compared to no hormonal therapy, but had a distant failure benefit compared to no hormonal therapy, and a cancer-specific survival benefit. And the authors in the discussion raised the possibility that 6 months of hormonal therapy may be enough to sterilize micrometastatic disease, and that's why you see a decrease in local failure, distant failure, and those two components together create a decrease in cancer-specific mortality. So this is an interesting study. When you read the paper, it's interesting what they had them put in the conclusion. It said something to the effect of 6 months of hormonal therapy, you know, with conventional doses of radiation, or I'd call those slightly less than conventional, improves outcomes, plural, in prostate cancer. It didn't say anything else except improves outcomes. And then you read the paper and you see this. One other interesting point is when they compared 6 months to 3 months, because it was a three-arm study, and so they could compare all three arms, there were no differences between PSA control, local control, or distant failure. Interesting, isn't it? The 6 month versus 3 month arm had no significant differences. But when you compare it 6 to 0, it had a lot of difference versus 3 to 0. And to me, what it says is that 3 months does a bit towards the endpoints of relevance, but 6 months seems to be significantly different. I think that more will come as people look at these four studies, especially the last one in conjunction with the others, to how we manage high-risk disease.